This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. I moved from one room of the house to the next in a hurry to get out the door and to work. I set my car keys on a chair as I pick up a book, put the book in my briefcase, carry my briefcase to the coffee pot, pour a cup of coffee to go, make sure my cell phone is in my hip pocket, swallow a vitamin with a swig of water, which reminds me to fill the dog's bowl with fresh water, then step into the garage, get in my car, feel in my pocket for my car keys, and they aren't there. Of course they aren't there. Do you remember where I left them? Let's see. Kitchen, the dog bowl, briefcase. Oh, yeah, the chair where I picked up that book. Despite the fact that I usually get everything ready the night before, carefully setting my things out so I'm ready in the morning, still, I think of something like that book. And because my mind is on so many things at once, I forget where I put that one item. I just misplaced it. Did you catch what I said? My mind is on so many things at once. For you see, while I'm thinking of that book and its contents and how that will help me, maybe enlighten me in that particular project later on in the day, my mind is no longer on the picking up of the particular items on my way out the door. My mind is on that article or sermon I'm writing and how that book and the information from it might impact my subject matter later on. My car keys get shuffled back there somewhere. Yeah, back there on the chair. Has this ever happened to you? Well, maybe it's not car keys. Maybe it's your laptop or walking past the doorman and not even acknowledging his presence because you're really not there. You don't see him. Or it's forgetting to hug that child or tell someone very important to you that you love him or her. Here's the thing. I'm not practicing mindfulness. Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese Buddhist monk, defines mindfulness as the practice of being fully present and alive, body and mind united. Mindfulness, he says, is the energy that helps us to know what is going on in the present moment. I drink water, he says, and I know that I'm drinking the water. Drinking the water is what is happening. I like what he says. So, for us, well, maybe later in the day, you sit down to eat. Maybe you aren't really there, are you? I mean, you're thinking about what you have to do that afternoon or night. And if your breaking for lunch is going to compromise your ability to get done what you want to get done so you can get home in time to relax, of course, well, you really don't relax when you get home because you're thinking of getting the kids their bath or what you didn't get done early in the day, or the mistakes you made on that project, or the anger you expressed to that employee that didn't get his or her job done, or, well, you're setting your briefcase out so you won't forget the car keys the next day. Get it? You see, we don't enjoy any moment if we're always in another moment. Thich Nhat Hanh on the website lionswar.com says this. Listen to the process of a simple thing. If you eat an orange, he says, in forgetfulness, caught in the anxiety and sorrow, the orange is not really there. But if you bring your mind and body together to produce true presence, you can see that the orange is a miracle. Peel the orange. Smell the fruit. See the orange blossoms in the orange, and the rain and the sun that have gone through the orange blossoms. The orange tree that has taken several months to bring this wonder to you. Put a section in your mouth, close your mouth mindfully, and with mindfulness, feel the juice coming out of the orange. Taste the sweetness. Do you have the time to do so? If you think you don't have time to eat an orange like this, what are you using time that fast for? Are you using your time to worry or using your time to live? So, for us today, just for today, try slowing down and being aware of the present moment and what's really happening now. Not what happened earlier today or yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow or next week, but what happens now, right now. Bring your mind and body together in one place and know that place is your moment. that moment is your life. And then come back here and join me right here. And in the meantime, you go out there and be that person in the moment that God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.